Time, of course, for the business news. Kia ora, Kim Savage.
Thanks, Susie. Atamaria, good morning. Coming up in today's program, Air New Zealand's capital raising likely to be sizeable. Signs it might be about to get harder for business to grow. And we'll have the latest from the financial markets. Air New Zealand has given nothing away about how much cash it might need to raise to rebuild its finances ravaged by the pandemic. The airline made a half-year loss of $72 million. It's confirmed it's drawn about a third of the government's $900 million loan and reduced its cash burn rate to between $45 and $55 million a month. Forsyth Barr's head of research, Andy Bowley, says it will need a substantial amount from investors.
The amount of capital the company needs is pretty significant, you know, well over $1 billion, and that's a reflection of the amount of cash burn that they've incurred over the last 12 months together with the losses that the business has been subject to. You know, pretty significant in the context of the company's current balance sheet and the level of capital raises that have ever been undertaken in New Zealand.
Forsyth Barr's head of research there, Andy Bowley. The airline's Australian rival Qantas reported a half-year loss yesterday of $1.5 billion. Business confidence appears to be flattening out as signs that economic growth is headed sideways begin to emerge. The ANZ Bank's latest read on business sentiment shows headline confidence eased slightly over February, down at 2.4 points to 7%. The more closely followed measure of how firms are feeling about their own future remained largely unchanged, with a net 21.3% of firms expecting business to improve over the next 12 months. The bank's chief economist, Sharon Zollner, says the latest data signals that the overshoot in consumer demand appears to be waning.
Flat's not a bad outcome, but it does mean perhaps that the low-hanging fruit's already been picked in terms of the V-shaped bounce, and it's going to be harder to grow from here, particularly when you consider that firms are still saying their largest problem is finding labour, and also we're suffering from freight disruptions as well, so it's just going to be a bit tougher to grow from here on in.
ANZ Chief Economist Sharon Zollner there. And a report from the economics consultancy firm Infometrics shows the growth divide between the regions is widening. It shows the national average rise in activity was just 0.2% for the final quarter of last year. The best performers were Hawke's Bay and Gisborne, up 3.7%, driven by a strong primary sector activity, especially in fruit. The worst, not surprisingly, those reliant on tourism, with Otago, including Queenstown, feeling a 23% fall in tourism spending. The one-time share market hottest stock, A2 Milk, slumped 16% yesterday after it reported a horror first-half result. After a couple of warnings in recent months, it reported a 35% fall in profit as revenue fell 16% and it cut its full forecast by 18%. The chief issue was a slide in sales of infant formula to unofficial buyers, known as the Daigou channel, with pre-pandemic stockpiling slowing demand. A2 Milk's new chief executive, David Bertolucci, says the priority is to get those channels working again. A portfolio manager at Fisher Funds, Sam Dickey, is more wary of the company, the value of which has more than halved from $16 billion last August.
We had reduced our position size by around 50% in the past few months, as our research showed there was an ongoing problem. But the interesting thing there, Giles, is you'd normally expect us to be lining up to buy a company like A2 on a day like today, because it hasn't become a bad company overnight. But the recovery in that demand-supply balance we talked about earlier is taking a lot longer than we expected. So what are we doing? We're watching our demand indicators extremely closely to see whether that demand can recover like the company's outlined. But we're certainly not waiting in right now.
And Sam Dickey there talking to our business editor, Giles Beckford. Sam Dickey does note the company is still expecting operating earnings of $350 million and sales of $1.4 billion, so it's not to be dismissed. Time now for a look at the markets. Wall Street stocks have extended their losses this morning. The Dow Jones down more than 1%, and as the NASDAQ a fall of 2.6%, the S&P 500 down 1.7%. GameStop, we were talking a bit about it earlier. The stock, of course, subject to an historic short squeeze earlier this year, did shoot up again in yesterday's trading and has been explosive at the open this morning. She is hitting 160 US before being halted, and then stock resuming trading up currently around about 56%. at $143. Meanwhile, the NZX 50 had another shocker, down 1.1% to 12,141. The dollar at 74.1 US and 93.5 Australian. That's all we have time for in business. It's coming up to 7 o'clock.